Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Well, hello everybody and welcome again to another edition of Inland Folk. This is Inland Folk for November the 9th and 10th. No. Is that what it is? No, it's past that. We're past that. My gosh, it's for November 15th and 16th. We're getting way close to Thanksgiving, folks. Couple of weeks. That's how that works. I don't want to talk too much before the show starts, but I want to kind of start off by really, really, really congratulating the Spokane Folklore Society for their festival. They did a bang-up job, and especially the Sunday. I have urged and urged for the past, ever since that two-day festival started, which is about 6 or 7 years back, for folks to come on Sunday and for performers to sign up for the Sunday. And this was easily the most populated Sunday I have ever seen at that festival, and that is just wonderful. They're still building. There have been some more grants coming in. They need to get in line with some businesses and more sponsors. But boy, it was so wonderful to see that a lot of people's work on Sunday made it all happen even better than any other Sunday. And the festival itself, of course, was a zoo on Saturday, but it wasn't quite as zoo-ish on Sunday, but it was comfortably zoo-ish. So the point is it is a festival, and any festival, whether it's Tumbleweed or Yakima or the Ren Fair or any of those, you don't just go for a couple of hours. You go for the whole time. You set the time aside to be festive is how all that works. And that's all I'm going to say, but Spokane Folklore Society, folks, hey, you did it right. You did it good, and it was an awesome, awesome thing. All righty. James Keelahan has a new album out, but we're going to play a cut from one of his older albums. This is an album of traditional music, a little Bonaparte stuff here. The Bonnie and Light Horseman, James Keelahan.
Fly across the salt sea to where my love does lie. With my fond wings I beat over his grave and kiss the cold lips that lie deep in the clay. Broken hearted I'll wander, broken hearted I'll remain, since my body like horseman in the wars he was slain. Now the dove she laments for the way does she fly. My true love, she cries. Where in this wide world is there one to compare with my body, light horseman who is slain in the war? Broken hearted, I'll. My body
Basically, this album is a history of music from day one. And that's Richard Thompson. It's a live album. It's actually pretty cool. There's a DVD with it. Three discs set. One's a DVD. Takes you from that old English thing all the way through Shenandoah and the English music hall thing on into Britney Spears. Yes, Richard Thompson. Before that, a wonderful little waltz from Bob Webb and Heidi Muller from their new album, The Dulcimer Moon, Under the Dulcimer Moon. And it's cool because this album is a kind of a cross combination of vocal and dulcimer. And the dulcimer is still in the foreground in this album. Bob Webb plays dulcimer and mandolin and guitar on the album. Heidi plays guitar and dulcimer, and sometimes they double up on dulcimer, and Bob Webb also plays that electric cello of his that looks like something you should put salmon on. You know, when they serve the salmon on the cedar plank? It's kind of like that. And but it's an awesome cello sound. So there's a couple of cello cuts. It's a pretty neat little album. And I have a feeling it wound up being a little broader in scope than it was originally intended, which is okay, because it's got some awesome stuff. They're going to be, Heidi and Bob Webb, they're going to be in the Tri-Cities tonight at the Unitarian Universalist Church. And that's on Sylvester Road in Pasco. And that'll be a fun gig. And then they're also going to be next week at the Damon Barn in Uniontown, right at the Wagon Wheel in Uniontown. I think both of those are 7:30 shows. They're in Seattle on the 30th at the Finney Ridge Folklore Center. And then on the 3rd of December, they are in Bellingham at the Roeder Home. And that's on the corner of Sunset and Broadway in Bellingham. I think it's like 2600 Sunset Road. And that's a Tuesday concert for Heidi Muller and Bob Webb. How about that? So let's hear one more, at least one more traditional. It's become a tradition from this album.
Back against an oak, Edinburgh, Edinburgh. Leaned her back against an oak, styling for a ride. Leaned her back. first it bent and then it broke. And Bonnie sang Johnston lays fair upon Ted. She leaned her back against a thorn at Edinburgh, Edinburgh. Leaned her back against a thorn, stalling for bread. Leaned her back against a thorn, two bonniest babes that ever born. And Bonnie St. Johnston lays fair upon Ted. She's pulled out a snow-white breast at Edinburgh, Edinburgh. She's pulled out a snow-white breast, stalling for was the last. And Bonnie St. Johnston lays fair upon Ted. And she's pulled out a little knife at Edinburgh, Edinburgh. She's pulled out a little knife, sterling for she's pulled out a little knife and pierced away the tender life. And Bonnie St. Johnston lays fair upon Ted. She's washed a knife all in a brook at Edinburgh. Washed a knife all in a brook, stalling for red. Washed a knife all in a brook, the more she washed, the redder it looked. And Bonnie St. Johnston lays fair upon over her father's wall at Edinburgh, Edinburgh. She looks over her father's wall, stalling for bread. She looks over her father's wall and sees two babes a-playing at ball. And Bonnie St. Johnston lays fair upon St. Johnston lays fair upon Ted.
of that which thou
Steve.
Heidi Muller and Bob Webb there. Oh, my goodness. What a great... And I tell you that you'd almost think that was like the best acoustic cello ever, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? We'll take a little bit of a break. That's from their album Under the Dulcimer Moon. And again, they will be in the Tri-Cities tonight at the Unitarian Universalist Church. I've called it the Universalist Life Church. Universalist, I put life in there. I guess the church has no life. Anyway, Universalist Church on Sylvester Road. Go see them. That's tonight. All righty. Heidi Muller and Bob Webb in the Tri-Cities. And we'll talk about their schedule throughout the program. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We have lots more music. You need to hang on because it's all good. Yes, indeed. It's great. And it's cold outside. It's really cold outside.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from the folks at Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, a venue for live music on the Palouse, including jazz, bluegrass, and folk. Rico's, 104 years of service to Pullman and the WSU community.
Cloudy today with rain, snow, and wind. High temperatures 38 in Moscow, 41 in Clarkston. Mostly cloudy tonight, gusty winds and lows in the lower 30s. And partly cloudy tomorrow, still some snow or rain showers. Breezy with high temperatures in the lower 40s.
Back. That's after the break. Pushed the wrong button. After the break, it's all good. Yes, indeed. James Keelahan put out an album called Now and Then, and it was kind of a best of, sort of recreating some of his best songs. He's done it again in a different format. This is actually a really, really good album. James Keelahan's new album has a DVD with it that has stories of the various songs. Now, I don't know if it's like him narrating the stories, if they're little documentary vignettes. I just got this. But it has wonderful versions. And this fella's been singing now for, man, probably 30 years or so. And he's still got the pipes. He still pulls it off. He lives in Alberta a lot of the time. British Columbia some of the rest of the time. James Keelahan. And there was a time when it was felt as if he would be sort of the new Stan Rogers. He had that style. I don't think it quite worked out that way, and that's okay because he is James Keelahan. And some wonderful, wonderful songs have come from James Keelahan. Cold Missouri Waters, the one about the piano. Just great stuff. And what's the one about the guy that goes and pours the whiskey, they pour the whiskey on the grave? It's from that album, House of Cards. It's from that album. Anyway, this is a good version of Rebecca's Lament, the story of Rebecca Galloway, who was supposedly involved with Tecumseh. And, of course, it couldn't work. Tecumseh was Oxford-educated, had been involved and hung out with her folks. And she became a weaver, lived in a cabin way up around Chillicothe. And I think that's how the story goes. You'll have to buy the album to find out. Wonderful stuff, though. Great song.
Last time I saw him, he'd been swallowed by the wood. I'd have followed if I could. He'd have stayed had he wanted. Had he the desire, or had I the will, I would be with him still. But instead he just haunts me. I knew when he faded I'd ne'er see him again. His laughter's embrace would no more me surround. The chill that went through me is the chill wind that blows through the soft midnight stillness of Chillicothe Town. Wrapped round my shoulders comes back to me now on a faint wisp of smoke, comes back with a vengeance that makes me remember those nights around the fire when fond words we spoke. That blanket was woven in some shattered village that is gone now forever, may never be found. His people are scattered, their fondest hopes dashed. He'd have been better off here in Chillicothe Town. Where he stood, about his intentions, there was no mistake. To stay meant his dream, so dear to his heart, was the one thing he knew he must somehow forsake. He just couldn't see that the old ways were passing, a new wave was rising, and he would be drowned. And like it or not, the history's written not in the forest, but in Chillicothe Town. There's sadness in parting from what we hold dear. There's a danger in staying, for fear will be lost. One half of us wishes to live out our dreams, the other half reckons and counts out the cost. Though we may go on to a far greater glory by knowing where destiny is sure to be found. I wish him no ill, though I wish him no fame, and such fame as he'd find here in Chillicothe Town. Last time I saw him, he'd been swallowed by the wood. I'd have followed if I could. He'd have stayed had he wanted.
She loved the best was to play her prized piano when the sun had gone to rest. I used to hear the notes drift down along the silent water as Kyrie played the notes and scales for her dear sons and daughters. Now me, I played piano, but not as good as Kyrie. Went in for that long-haired stuff, but my, she played it pretty. The old piano had a tone, 'twould set my heart to aching. It always sounded sweetest though when it was Kyrie playing. In December when the Seventh Fleet was turned to smoke and ashes, the order came to confiscate their fishing boats and caches. Akiri's husband forced to go and work in labor camps. Akiri left alone to fend and hold the fort as best she can. But the music did not drift as often from up the cove at Kiri's house. And when it did, it sounded haunted, played with worry, played with doubt. For Kiri knew that soon she too would be compelled to leave, and the old upright would stay behind, and Kiri she would grieve. If I was ashamed, I didn't know it at the time. They were flotsam on the wave of war. They were no friends of mine. And I went up to Kiri's house to tag all their belongings and set them out for auctioneers who'd claim them in the morning. One piece that I thought I'd keep and hold back for myself was that haunting ivory upright that Kiri played so well. Kiri had not left it there for me to take as plunder. Rolled it down onto the dock and on into the harbor. The old upright in strangers' hands was a thought she couldn't bear. So she consigned it to the sea to settle the affair. And so many years have come and gone. Kiri's relocation, I look back now upon that time with shame and resignation. For Kiri knew what I did not, that if we must be free, then sometimes we must sacrifice to gain our dignity. Yes, Kiri knew what I did not, that if we must be free, then sometimes we must sacrifice to gain our dignity.
Oh, James Keeline. I think what I see what's going on with this album. These are not re-recordings. These are the recordings. And then this DVD has documentation about all of this stuff and the things that surround it. I see what's going on. It's kind of like a, it's like a history thing, and the songs augment the actual history thing, and then this DVD has documentary type stuff on it. Wow, it's pretty cool. James Keelahan, and it's got things like the Boomtown Bust. It's got the Cold Missouri Waters. It's got all kinds of cool things. So there you go. Sarah Giroux has a brand new album out. Sarah Giroux, the young phenom who plays banjo and fiddle, and she's kind of like Chris Steele, you know, or Chris Steele. She gets it all, you know, roots. It's roots contemporary, kind of roots folky rock stuff. Not as rocky as the Avid Brothers, but kind of along the same lines, except more traditional.
Take a walk under my skies. Try to see it once the way I do. If you look out through my eyes, you'll find a different point of view. Everything changes. Every fact wears some disguise. Cast off your troubles. Take a walk under my skies. Not one rule since you've been born that's not been tattered and has not been torn. Not one thing you cared about that's not been darkened by the shadow of doubt. Hard times. Take a walk under my skies. Try to see it once the way I do. If you look out through my eyes, you'll find a different point of view. Everything changes. Every fact wears some disguise. Cast off your troubles. Take a walk under my skies. Not one dream you can hold that's not been bought and has not been sold. Not one payment you can make. It's like a thirst again, never slake hard time. Take a walk under my skies. Try to see it once the way I do. If you look out through my eyes, you'll find a different point of view. Everything changes. Every fact wears some disguise. Cast off your troubles. Take a walk under my skies.
Build me up from bones. Wrap me.
Oh, Sarah Giroux. Wow, what a player. Oh, my goodness me. Sarah Giroux, who has been around actually now for quite a while, worked with the likes of Tim O'Brien and Chris Thiele and all those folks, and she's still working with them, and she's still coming up with this progressive roots type of stuff. Boy, amazing. This is her third album, and it's pretty good stuff. She has a great version of Tom Waits's Come On Up to the House. She does some wonderful, scary things on a couple of her albums. A good version of Edgar Allan Poe's Annabelle Lee that she put to music. So there you go, Sarah Giroux. We're going to hear one more cut in the next hour. Plus, we're going to hear from Kara Dillon. We're going to hear from the Avid Brothers, Sam Baker, all kinds of folks. You hang on because there's lots of stuff happening here. And there is a calendar that's got some amazing things on it. Yes, indeed. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. You want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. That's D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. Alrighty, the Rankin family in the background means we're rounding out the hour. We're going to be right back. You just hang on, hang on, hang on, because we are coming back. Oh, yes, we are. Hang on.
Once upon a time, Celtic musicians in the United States and Canada had to tread quite carefully for fear of incurring the wrath of that mysterious force, the Folk Police. These days, traditional music is strong and no one's getting dragged off to jail for experimenting a bit with an old world, new world blend. Do you want to hear it? Join me for the Thistle and Shamrock.
Stay with us following hour three of Inland Folk at 2 o'clock this afternoon for Fiona Ritchie and the Thistle and Shamrock. Right now, it's 12 noon, time for hour two of Inland Folk.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from Festival Dance, announcing Ballet Folklorico, an expression of culture and folklore with live music, costumes, and dances of Mexico at Beasley on Sunday, November 17th at 7. Ticket information at festivaldance.org.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.